Hey, we are super stoked for this weekend coming up. It's going to be an awesome time. It's the party in the dirt. We look forward to it every single year, and it is back this year. Thank God we have it back this year, and we have Tim Montana going to be on stage. Opening act Tripwire, Tim Montana is going to take the stage this Saturday night in Valley City, and the man who's going to take the stage is with me right now. Tim, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, first and foremost, a good neighbor, just the state over, you're a Montana guy.
Yep, born and raised, was born in the Flathead Valley, but I'm three generations Butte, Montana, so I was raised in Butte, graduated from Butte High School, and we still have some property up there, so we get back there as much as possible. We love it up there.
We've heard from a lot of people out in that area. They're going to be coming, so it's going to be sort of like a home show for you. Because there's going to be quite a few people out here coming up on Saturday night.
Yep, and I got a bunch of buddies working the oil rigs over in Williston, I think. So there's a ton of oil workers coming up as well. So they've been reaching out. So, yeah, I love playing that part of the country. So
it's going to be awesome to have you out here, man. Let's get started for you. How did music become part of your life? How did that all start for you, man?
I grew up off the grid. So we had a single-wide trailer house. Generator we'd start on Sundays, and it was lanterns and candles Monday through Saturday, and so no television. So I had, when I was 5 or 6 years old, a lantern and a little nylon string guitar, and that was my escape. So started learning how to play music by ear and living off the grid in Montana, and then eventually that led me to music school in Los Angeles, led me to Nashville, songwriting, recording, touring, all that stuff. So it's been a crazy ride.
Wow. So was it country music first for you, or what was it? What was the type of music you got into?
I found a tape. It was a Guns N' Roses tape. Had Mr. Brownstone on one side, Welcome to the Jungle on the other. And at the same time, my mom smoked enough Marlboros to have a Marlboro country tape. And I still say, I remember the exact moment I heard both of these tapes and like Axl Rose's voice. And I was like, how is a human making that noise? And then I'd switch over to the Marlboro country, and I'd hear Ronnie Milsap and Charlie Daniels, and I'm like, this is amazing. So I still feel like I'm combining those worlds, 25 years later.
Well, and you really kind of are, because, I mean, yes, it's got that country sound to it, but it's definitely got that rock edge, so I can totally see where that would have been the case for you.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, so now you move on. Now, an interesting story about you that people might not know about is you got hooked up with David Letterman in Montana. How did that happen?
Man, it was my first tour, and by tour, I got three shows booked. So I called it the Tim Montana Coming Home Tour Worldwide. And now I look at those posters, and I'm like, wow, that's quite the salesman there, Timmy. We played Butte, Livingston, and Shodo, Montana, and I remember someone telling me that Dave Letterman lives outside of Shodo, Montana on a big, beautiful ranch, and almost just the way I kind of imagined it, it happened, where he walked up to the merch table, and I'm like, there he is, in the flesh, and he pulled out a wad of cash and said, hey, how much will this buy me? And we gave him, of course, a massive pile of t-shirts. He had his son with him, his wife or fiance at the time, Regina, and I remember my mom was like, oh, Timmy grew up with no electricity. And Dave was like so intrigued by that. And so he kept asking about solar power and all that kind of stuff. And I parted with, hey, maybe I'll see you on the show someday. And he goes, man, I hope so. I hope you make it to that point. And he walked off. And then I didn't hear anything from those people for about a month. And then I'm in Guitar Center of all places in Nashville, Tennessee, where everybody's, thinks they're a rock god or a country picker. And they're all eyeballing each other and kind of the who's who. And I get a call from New York City, and it's Cheryl Zelickson. She's like, hey, Dave wants to have you on the Late Show. And so next thing I know, I'm off to New York City to play a song about copper mining in Butte, Montana called Butte America.
Man, oh, man. And it's just been one thing after another with you. And, looking through by the way, do you ever read your own Wikipedia?
I haven't in a minute. I need to get it updated. It's been some moments.
Because I always wonder that if stars actually read their own Wikipedia, because you never know if that stuff's actually 100% true that's on there or not.
Yeah, Wikipedia, I know when I had someone go through and edit it, like you have to prove everything on there. You have to be able to tie it to like a large news article or a validated news article, I guess. So any statement you make has to be linked to something that is validated online. So you can manipulate it a little bit. I've seen some folks that have, but you know, we try to be just good, honest.
We're talking to Tim Montana right now. He's going to be live at the North Dakota Winter Show concert coming up on Saturday night in Valley City. Tickets available at newsdakota.com right now. But Tim, you are a really, really outspoken advocate of veterans and our armed forces. How did that come to be?
Man, I always say my heroes have always been soldiers. And growing up in rural Montana, I'd run in steel toe logger boots and I hunted elk and deer and just lived in the woods. So when I was about 17, my mom got so mad at me because I started having recruiters up to the house. And she'd be like, what are you doing inviting them up here? Because I wanted her to sign off when I was 17. You can do that early enlistment thing. Mm-hmm. And she never would sign it. But right about that time, I remember she was so happy I got accepted to music school. And all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, I got to chase this. But I think my whole life, I've kind of been like, man, I wanted to serve. I didn't serve. There was a different purpose for me. But now it's very important for me to serve those that have served us. And so it started with the Chris Kyle guitar. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I designed it with Gibson. It sold for $135,000. I'm like, oh my God, that amount of money could change somebody's life. And it was so great to give all that money back. There's a lot of charities out there that take a lot in, and I don't agree with that. I mean, not saying they're doing whatever. Anyway, but so I've always been into that. And then we started the American Thread sporting clay shoot. And then this last year, we raised $450,000. And
wow.
Got to give kids scholarships, got to send active duty troops on hunting trips, fishing trips, and everyone that attends my event is completely volunteer. The only guy we have to pay is the outhouse guy because people don't haul outhouses for free, apparently. Poor John.
Hey, man, you got to get paid to do that job, man. I mean, there's just no way around it.
Yeah. Yep, so.
So now I want to talk too about the whole Boston Red Sox thing. How, you know, the song "This Beard Came to Here to Party." How did they get? Was that something that you did for them, or was that something that they glammed onto when they heard it? How did that go?
That is the first song I wrote with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and that was a total happenstance, you know, divine intervention, if you will, moment that. You know, I had a very small budget for a studio, and I'd written the verse and chorus to that song, and a friend named Paula got it to a guy in ZZ Top's camp, and I thought, there's no way this is happening. And he said, hey, I can be in Nashville on this day, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the same day I have this studio booked with every cent I had in my savings account. And he walked in, and we finished writing and recording that, and he went to dinner that night. Some guy walked up and said, oh my God, ZZ Top, can I get a photo? And he said, by the way, I play songs with sports teams, and I'm looking for a song right now, Mr. Gibbons. You have a big beard. I'm looking for a song about beards for the Boston Red Sox. And Billy goes, look no further, my friend, and pulled a CD out of his pocket. And I'm not kidding. In like 24 hours, that song was licensed and on television. And I'm sitting in Nashville watching the TV going, oh my God, how did that happen? And it was just magic. And then the Sox win the series. Me and Billy end up on the cover of USA Today. And then I started touring with ZZ Top. And I think I have almost 50 shows under my belt with ZZ Top. We played Fargo before, too. We did the whatever center it was up there probably 2 or 3 years ago. But I've toured all over the country, all over Canada with them. And Billy and I have a hot sauce company together now, Whisker Bomb. You can check that out at whiskerbomb.com. We're getting major grocery chains on board. So he's just been such a great guy to have in my corner, and I'm just fortunate to call him a friend.
That's really awesome, man. You know, it's almost like you're the Forrest Gump of country or rock music. You know, you just kind of get dropped into those situations, brother. I mean, but it's awesome. I mean, and that's how it works. You know, I really believe in it. I think you put good things out there, good things come back to you. I really believe that.
Oh yeah. Yep, I'm a firm believer in that. Just, you know, be a good person, do good things. I just released a song Friday called When Good Folks Do Good Things, By God, That's All Good By Me. Just talking about, hey, be a good person. There's a lot of negativity, a lot of division out there, but all we can do is keep our head up and treat people with respect, you know?
Oh, man, and right now that song hits in the world that we're in right now. You turn on the TV and you see what's going on across the world from us, man, and it's just amazing to see what's happening. So that song really hits right now.
Yeah. And I was supposed to be on Fox and Friends last Friday morning debuting the song. And of course, with this, you know, Ukrainian thing in Russia, they canceled all of it. But they keep texting me like, man, it's getting wild over there. I'm like, well, when you guys can take a breath, I think this is the perfect song to take a break from the war and put on TV. You know, just world goes dark. You can let it break your heart, or you can be a spark and help folks see. So.
Oh, man. Amen, brother. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night. It's going to be awesome.
Man, I can't wait. Can't wait to get up there. So,
Tim Montana, Saturday night, the headliner for the North Dakota Winter Show concert in Valley City. The Big Party in the Dirt is back, and we are looking forward to it. You can get those tickets right now by going to newsdakota.com.